This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
About 7 years ago, I received a phone call wherever I was ministering then, and from a man who identified himself as a retired missionary from Kenya, Africa. And he explained to me that he and his wife went to Kenya, Africa in the mid-70s. And I asked him a question: what's been the hardest cultural adjustment for you having been out of the country since the mid-70s? And you know what I expected him to say? I don't know why I thought this, but I thought he would mention Starbucks. I thought he would mention the malls, all the fast food restaurants that are here now that weren't there before. It was none of that. He said, "Randy, the biggest cultural adjustment that my wife and I have experienced since coming back to live in the United States is that this country has redefined sin," which I thought was intriguing. The country has redefined sin, and then he went on to say, and even churches have redefined sin. We left here in the mid-70s believing what the Bible said about certain subjects, and now back in the country, and we're told that that's not wrong, and things have been declared right. And he said that has been the biggest cultural adjustment. I want to share with you today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what Hebrews says later on. And his word doesn't change. The world can pass away, but the Bible says the word of God stands forever. What does it mean? That mean? It means it's enduring. And so what I want to do today is not spin it in my opinion. I'm not going to try to tell you my take on it. I'm going to share three statements about what continual willful sin does, deliberate sin does. Number one, out of this passage, it tramples the Son of God under our feet. It tramples the Son of God under our feet. Now that's a graphic expression, but most people have a sense of what that means. May I tell you in plain English what it means to trample the Son of God under feet? It means you treat him like dirt. Nobody can leave here and say, "I don't understand that phrase, tramples the Son of God under our feet." It means to treat him like dirt. Most people can understand that expression. I'm always looking for word pictures, and so I wanted to give you a word picture for this one, and I found one from an old writer by the name of Andrew Murray. Some of you read the stuff of Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray tells about a father and son that he knew, a young man in his 20s, who had the habit every night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, he would go out every night, leave home, and go get drunk. He'd come rolling in at 3 and 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and he did this 7 days a week. And finally, out of frustration, not out of anger, not out of hostility, when the son was leaving one night, his dad stood in the doorway and put his hands up on the door jams. And not in hostility or anger, he just put his arms up and said, "Son, I can't take this anymore. You're going out every night and coming home drunk at 3 and 4 in the morning and crawling into the house. I said, I'm not going to let you leave." It was a symbolic gesture. "I just can't put up with this anymore." And Andrew Murray said that the son simply clenched his fist and reared back and with a right fist leveled his dad right in the threshold of the door. And then he walked on and over his dad's body as he walked out of the house. Somebody might say, "Why would you tell such a graphic story like that?" Because you get it. And I get it. It helps me to understand what the Hebrew writer means, that I trample the Son of God under my feet when I live in continual, willful, deliberate sin, when I say, "I'm going to do this, I know it's wrong, but I'm still going to do it." That's the first thing that continual, willful, deliberate sin does. It tramples the Son of God underfoot.
We'll continue exactly where we leave off today, tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.